Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Yay for Share Funny. Yay. Hooray. It seems like the whole morning of the regular old show today was conflict, and I don't like conflict. I don't like dealing with conflict. But there was something going on that sounded like it was conflict. Ace and I were talking about something, and then Riggins and Alexis were talking about something else, and I heard Riggins kind of getting his voice raising and saying he would be pissed if something happened here. Was it about my friend Mark and Alexis saying that I ought to fix her up with Mark?
Yeah, well, that's how it started.
Yeah. I have a friend who Alexis wants to be fixed up with because he has a mountain house and a beach house.
Yeah.
And that's it.
He has good alcohol. He has good liquor.
Yeah.
This is like the 20th or 50th time she said it. Oh, finally, I had it.
He's like, what, just do it.
What did you say, Rick? It's like, hey, if he hasn't done it, he's not going to do it, so you can shut up about it.
Well, I pulled her to the side and I said, no, if I was TJ, I wouldn't allow you to be around Mark.
Well, you said you were like, well, just do it. And I said, I can't. Can you imagine how mad TJ would get if I went on double dates with him and Jody?
Right. Well, that's when I said,
exactly.
That would piss me off. So that was my initial reaction. Was just do it then, because I'm tired of hearing about it. But then when she said, yeah, going out on double dates and things like that. But the point I was trying to make is that if I've got a friend and then I bring in, like, let's say I'm TJ and I bring you in and you can meet Mark, I don't want to find out on a friendship level that you're talking to Mark without me or going to hang out without me, because right. I brought you in and then y'all are going to cut me out. No, I don't like that.
But what if they're dating?
That's different.
Oh, okay.
I made the comparison about her and Camille. I said, listen, if I was going to hang out with the three of y'all,
her friend Camille,
she's got a friend Camille, she brings me in to hang out. You know, as friends, you know, we're just hanging out, drinking or whatever. And then I start hanging out with Camille as friends on the side. If I were Alexis, I'd be pissed. But I wouldn't do it.
Isn't that what Wendy Williams used to say?
Yeah.
My friends better not be messing around with my friends or something.
Exactly. I don't want to find out that you've now excluded me because I'm the one that brought you into the group.
But she's talking about fixing her up on a dating type of thing with my friend Mark.
I don't know that that's true. I think I think she wants to be friends with him because he's got,
well, she always talks sexual things.
Well, he's fine. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about any of that, but
he's attractive.
I was like, well, then just go hang out with him.
But she's never even met him or anything.
But I know we would like hit it off.
And it's to reach out to him and you know, want to hang out with him and meet him and stuff. She doesn't even know how. She's never even met him.
I'll find him on Facebook. I'll send him a friend.
He's not on social media.
I'll mail him a letter.
You do not want that kind of friend. Yeah, you better be careful. I don't know. I would not.
Because once he gets a little taste of Lex, woo, that's it. He's going to want to hang out with me all the time.
Because then he's annoyed at you, and then he blames TJ, because then he's going to lose a friend because of it.
Oh, he's not going to be annoyed at me.
Okay, let me yeah. ask you. Let me ask you an example of the Riggins. Let me see if I can try to understand your thought process on this. So, I grew up with a guy, my friend Alan, that I grew up with. Known him since I was 9 years old, I think. And then when I was at LSU, Alan was at a different college, and he met Benji.
Okay.
He and Benji became, you know, best friends. And then Alan introduced me to Benji.
Yeah.
So if Benji and I hang out without him, you feel like we've bypassed him.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Even though we all three started hanging out together, spent a lot of time together, and then there were occasions where like Alan was gone and Benji's like, hey, come over, let's hang out or whatever. We would still continue to hang out. We started out as three people hanging out, but now we'll all hang out as a three or in groups of two, however.
Yeah, if you all met at the same time, it's different. But if I bring you into the group.
He did. Alan brought me into the thing.
Yeah, then I'd be pissed.
I kind of get that, though, because Camille and my best friend, Madison, they went to dinner the other day, and I was like, what are you guys doing hanging out? And yeah, I text both of them, and I said, Madison, you better not be replacing me as your best friend. And I told Camille, you better stop trying to steal my best friend and stay the friend that you are.
Wait,
I wouldn't like
be
that.
My second friend. Yeah.
So if
you're not trying to.
If I knew a guy, if I had a friend of mine,
I like that.
Like if my friend Adam Harris that I used to coach ball with, and I introduced Adam and TJ, that's how they met through me. And then I'm supposed to be upset if Adam and TJ went to lunch and nobody invited me to lunch or anything?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's supposed to. I'm just saying I would be
friend stealers.
I'd be pissed.
They're not a friend stealer. They're just two people who you introduced. And, hey, oh, cool, they hit it off. They're going.
And then they go out and they didn't even invite. Did your two friends, Alexis, text you before they went out to dinner?
No. They both said that they did. And I said, no. They're like, you never go. I was like, you guys did not tell me you're going to dinner at this place.
Yep. That's how it starts. They're going to say, you never want to go do anything. It's like, you could at least ask me.
Yeah.
My wife and I used to be part of a couple's friend group. And we brought most of them together. We brought several of the couples into the group, and then after a little while, I got booted. We got booted out, and so they all still hang out together.
That's the worst example of
that. Yeah,
because I guess I don't have a lot of friends. So if I find out that somebody I brought into the friend group is now excluding me, I'm pissed.
So what did they say when you said that, Alexis? Don't be trying to steal my best friend.
Madison was like, oh, no one would ever replace you. But they went to a nice dinner, too.
Oh.
And you love dinner.
I love dinner. And Madison always brought me dinner. And I was like, what are you guys doing?
Food is one of my favorites. Yeah, he knows that.
Yeah, he does.
He knows I love food.
And did Madison pay for dinner,
too? Of course. He does every time. Uh-huh. So that's why I told Camille. I was like, I see what you're doing there.
Friend
stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
As soon as you had your back turned, she's like getting a free meal off your best friend.
Because she saw
that could have been that was earmarked for you. Yep. That free meal,
it was.
Yeah, but he's equally to blame in that scenario.
And he is also
the fact that he didn't even text you and say I'm going out with your best friend. Right.
But you don't think they could have romantic feelings for each other? It would never be like that.
No, Camille likes it because every time that we go out with Madison, he always pays for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, I don't have to pay for anything. So that's my friend that pays for my things, not friend that pays for your things.
That's
okay.
Madison's saving money, though.
Yeah. Madison's saving money now, though. He's only got to be buying for one of them.
Well, no, exactly. And it's supposed to be me, not her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He just. But they didn't even ask you if you were busy or not.
I was very angry.
That's not cool. Yeah,
I told both.
Especially because they're new friends.
Better not happen again. Well, they've known each other for a long time, but they weren't friends up until recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not about it. I was like, better not happen again.
What if it does? What if you find out about it, like, by being around the two of them together and they're exchanging inside jokes with each other and they say, oh, remember the other night when we were at the Palm? And you're like, when was that? Oh, Friday night. Ooh.
They better not have any inside jokes. Or giggles with each other. No.
Or when she comes and tells you something about Madison that you didn't know yet.
I'll beat her up.
Like he tells her something going on in his life before he tells you.
That better never happen.
So they better not giggle together.
They better not giggle together.
You guys better be solemn the whole time.
Yeah. I don't want any fun times between those two.
Well, it's going to happen.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Not if you nip it in the bud.
Yeah, and I had to. And that's why I told him this is not going to happen again. I don't care.
And he would just abide by that?
Yes.
We got to talk to him and find out if that's true. If he would just stop hanging out with Camille on his own because you said that.
Yeah, if he wants to keep me as a best friend for life.
What did Camille say?
Camille was like, oh, you, she was the one. She was like, I text you and you said you were busy. I said, you didn't text me about dinner. You texted me about something else that I was not interested in, but dinner, I would have been interested in.
So you weren't completely left out then. She did reach out to you.
But it wasn't for dinner.
All right. What was it? Just a generic? You
some
want
bullshit? Something dumb? Like you want to go to the park or something?
And then you find out.
And you say, no, I don't want to go anywhere tonight. And then they thought, she doesn't want to go anywhere. Yeah, we might as well go to dinner.
Yeah, and they went to like a table, like nice tablecloth type dinner in Charlotte. Yeah.
Who instigated that?
I don't know. They both said that they were like, oh, what are you doing? We should go to dinner. But I was like, first of all, Madison doesn't go to dinner at that place, nor do you. So I just find it very interesting that you guys decided to go to this place randomly.
And you're sure that they don't have any kind of like attraction to each other?
No, they don't.
You don't think it's like Rob and Meredith when they first met? You know, they had to kind of keep their relationship secret because Meredith and Rob's niece were best friends. And
right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No.
Said that, I don't want you messing with my uncle, vice versa. And so how long did y'all date, Rob, before you could come out and tell her?
Well, luckily she was in Michigan, so we for about 6 months.
Yeah.
You had to keep it under wraps for 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think she knew, but we didn't like tell her.
Yeah. So there.
No.
I think that's what's happening.
Sounds like it to me.
No, because Camille, first of all, Madison's not Camille's type. And second of all, Camille said that she likes Madison because he doesn't hit on her.
Hey, love
and I was like, well,
type.
Yeah, but that's my guy friend. He's my guy friend. Find yourself another one.
Yeah.
Love doesn't have a type, Alexis.
That's right. You should know that of all people.
How many times do people end up falling in love? They start out as friends with no attraction. And they learn to love each other because they really get to know each other better. And they form a super strong bond. And next thing you know, they're going at it.
And how can they be lovers if they can't be friends?
Well, no, because I don't want her for Madison.
So she's supposed to accept her role as a third wheel? That's not cool.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but you just said the same thing. You'd be upset, Riggins.
I would.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, that he's not going to accept.
Oh, so you're saying like, she should just accept her role as a third
wheel. No, I shouldn't be a third wheel.
I'd be pissed.
Me too.
Now, I probably wouldn't have like a good girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't. That the situation's a little different. She's got good guy friends. I don't think a lot of guys have very close girlfriends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Unless gay.
Unless maybe gay. Yeah, right. Unless gay.
I'm kidding.
But no.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't share my snacks and I don't share my friends.
I mean, she's serious, visibly serious.
You didn't tell me we were going to dinner.
What if it was another friend? What if it's not Madison, your best friend? What if it's just another friend that you have that's a good friend?
I wouldn't care as much.
Yeah. It's just your best friend. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So with this thing, how they got to dinner, is that important? For example, Camille asked if you wanted to go to a park or something stupid, like you said, to use your words. And you said no. And then she said, hey, Madison, I was going to go to the park. You want to go? And he said, well, I was going to go out to dinner. Why don't you just come go meet me at such a place? I'll buy dinner. She said, okay, great. Does that matter at all? Because maybe she started out looking for somebody to go do the thing that you didn't want to go do, and he just took it up a level.
Yeah, go find your own friends.
Well, I think then.
Okay.
We're going to die on that hill right there.
Okay.
But at that point, then Camille should have texted you back and said, hey, never mind, I'm not going to the park. Madison said he wants to go to dinner. Do you want to come meet us for
dinner?
Right.
That's
exactly what
shady.
Yeah.
And I see it on Instagram.
Oh, no. Hold on. We got to take a break. This just added another level to it here.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
All right, just to catch you up in case you missed it. Riggins and Alexis say that if they are friends with someone and they introduce somebody else to that friend, and then the two of them hang out and leave them out of the hanging out, they hang out on their own, then that's they would be pissed about that. And Alexis said that her friend just did that with her best friend, Madison. Camille and Madison went out and had dinner together and didn't invite Alexis. And Alexis introduced Camille to Madison.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you, the last thing you said was, is that you found out about it on social media, on Instagram.
Yeah. Because Camille had taken a picture of the food and video and all these amazing things. And then the very smallest of fonts tagged Madison. And of course I saw it.
So she was trying to hide it from you?
I don't know if she was trying to hide it, but I was not happy about it at all. Now one bit, and I text both of them right away.
But if she posted on social media and tags him, she's clearly not hiding it from you because she would know you would see it.
Exactly.
So but you think she was just throwing it in her face, Ace, then?
No.
Just rub it in her face?
Like, hey, this is what I did last night.
Mm-hmm. I was like, excuse
that might have been her way of letting her know they went out together without having to talk
to
her.
So then she must have known that it was not right.
And do you know how many delicious foods they had on that table?
How many?
A lot of delicious ones.
So if they had gone to the park, which you didn't want to do or whatever it was, would you be upset?
I would be upset, but not as upset.
I mean, you're more upset because it's dinner.
Because it's
a big event they planned together. It's not just a chance happening of, Alexis couldn't make it, so we're here together.
Right. And it's not like they went to Applebee's or something like that.
Right. It's a real deal.
This is a nice, mm-hmm. nice restaurant.
So Applebee's what happened when you saw it on social media? You said you texted both of them?
Both of them.
At the same time?
Yeah, well, I commented on Camille's story, and I said, what is this? Are you stealing my best friend? And then I text Madison and I said, are you out to dinner with Camille right now? And are you making her your best friend? And I don't like that.
What did he say? Oh, that's when he said
no. He's like, no one would ever replace you, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I said for you to, I don't know, some bullshit.
All right, this is a serious question. You've been in a relationship before where you were cheated on, yep. right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the feeling of being cheated on in a relationship compared to the way you felt when you saw on Instagram that the two of them were out together?
That hurt more.
Really?
Yes. Because by the time they cheated on it, I was like, okay, whatever, I don't care.
But this, you're still in the middle
this,
of it.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of it, and it's raw. Mm-hmm. It's raw emotion that I felt.
And when was that? How long ago?
It's like a week and a half ago.
Oh.
2 weeks ago.
And has it come up with the two of them since?
Yeah, as soon as I saw Madison in person, I brought it up again. I haven't seen Camille in person yet, but I will bring it up. She has a gift for me that she brought me back from her vacation, so once I get the gift, she's going to get it.
Get the gift first. You are okay, unbelievable.
Now, here's the thing, though. Does Camille know that you wouldn't like that?
Yeah, she knows because I told her.
What, Regan?
Of course she knows.
I was like, don't go out with my friend.
But what about Madison? Does Madison know?
Yes, he knows because I've told him, too.
You've told him in the past, don't be going out with people that I introduced you to?
Not like that, about each other. Like, y'all need to stop going out to dinner and hanging out without me.
Oh.
they can hang out, but I have to be there.
So you think you think Camille Riggins is doing something sinister?
No, I wouldn't call it sinister, but the fact that she tags him real small, she wanted to post a picture of the food, understandable, because she's a woman. So she wants to post a picture of the nice dinner out, and then she tags him super small. All the signs are pointing to, I hope Alexis doesn't find out about this.
Oh, so mad.
Like, maybe it just
They had drinks, her. Too.
Now, he's not as much at fault, and I'll tell you why, because he doesn't look at it like that. He's just making new friends, because he's a guy.
He's a really, really nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Women know exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. The fact that she invites Alexis out for something different and then doesn't inform her, hey, by the way, I'm actually going to go to dinner with Madison.
So you're saying that essentially, if I may be so bold, you're saying that Camille is in the process of trying to snake Madison away from Alexis and move into the 1A position as a best friend with Madison.
On paper, it seems that way. Okay.
And the thing is that if I was to do that to Camille, she would be livid. Livid if I started hanging out with her best friend and, like, doing things without her. Oh, she would not let me live.
Does it make it worse that the best friend is a guy versus being a best friend as a girl, or is it the same?
It's the same.
Okay. Women's. What do you think about this? Send us a DM on the Facebook, or you can send them on the other ones too, other social medias. Just quickly, what do you think about this? Is Riggins right that women knew? She knows.
He's oblivious.
What she was doing.
I feel like he's oblivious because he's just like, hey, pretty girl, get to hang out with her for a night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. And I wonder if Camille said, oh no, Alexa said she didn't want to come. Like, that's where I would find it really interesting.
I would agree with that now. If he said, hey, did you tell Alexis we're going? She said she didn't want to go. Oh, okay. That's shady.
And
that would
be
shady.
They told me both of their answers were like, oh, no, we were the whole time we were talking about how much we miss you and how much more time we want of yours. Oh. Yeah, bullshit. Oh, I don't believe that now for one freaking second.
I can't even enjoy this without her.
Yeah, while you guys were eating that delicious steak, y'all were saying that? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Mm. So a really nice restaurant?
It was really nice.
Oh.
Really?
Very nice.
Man. That you would have easily dropped everything for.
I would have gone in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were doing something I wanted to do.
We were talking about how we want more of your time and how we can get it. Yeah, okay. Whatever, dude. Shut up.
Yeah.
Not okay with that.
Mm-mm. Not okay.
So what about if you just find out they talk all the time?
They better not.
Like if they're constantly texting each other and doing that kind of thing. Mm-mm. Not meeting each other, but having, again, inside conversations without you.
No. I don't want them having any type of inside jokes, inside conversations that I don't know about.
Exchanging memes and whatnot.
No memes.
Yeah, what if they exchange memes or take pictures of things? Oh, I remember we talked about this the other night. Like, I just passed by there. Just think.
Oh, I know what's going to happen.
Madison,
the first time Camille, y'all are together and all, and Camille tells you something. Oh, well, no. Madison doesn't like that.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, no.
A chopper.
No, you know how Madison, he doesn't like pudding.
Yeah, no.
Or whatever it is. And she's telling you.
So if he were to send a text message to Camille that said, hey, guess where I am? And sent a picture. We just talked about this place the other night. You would be livid.
I wouldn't be livid, but I'd be like, stop texting stuff to each other. There's no reason why y'all need to be talking.
Let me see your phone.
Now, if you guys, let me see your phone. And then I would delete each other's contact information.
But they probably haven't memorized it by now.
But are you not upset that if she were to hear this, she would be mad at you? Or
no, because I told
feelings?
Her. Oh. Yeah. I've told her to her face.
Yeah. And, Riggins says that she knew that Alexis wouldn't like it when she went.
Yeah, I don't know anything about her.
No, but the thing is, Camille wouldn't like that. So it's like, I know she wouldn't like it, then she shouldn't do it. She's always trying to take my friends, I swear.
Samantha just said, oh, she knows. She just wrote in and said she knows.
Of course. Because you wouldn't tell her after you've already had the conversation with Alexis that she's not interested in going out. And then all of a sudden you meet up with Alexis's best friend to go out to dinner and you don't tell Alexis, hey, guess what I'm doing now? Bullshit.
Listen, you guys can both love me, but don't love each other.
Yeah. This isn't a triangle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, it's different so, with guy and a yeah. girl dynamic, so that's a whole different ballgame.
The only time they should ever spend time in each other's company is if you were there.
If I'm there, yeah, or and they want to spend time with me.
The three of you are making plans, and you backed out.
No. Oh. Then the plan shouldn't happen.
Those plans are canceled.
Yeah. Because yeah. yeah. I'm the one of why the plans are set in the first place.
Wait a minute. So if y'all never do anything, no. just the two of them, whether it's have a conversation or go out, either thing, so you need to be present during all of
correct.
It.
Say, say tonight, he messaged you and said, hey, why don't you grab Camille Friday night? I'm going to this new restaurant. And then tomorrow night or Friday afternoon, you're like, hey, guys, I'm feeling sick. I'm not going to be able to go. I think I'm going to stay home tonight. They should cancel instead of the yeah. two of them still going together?
We can reschedule.
Yeah. Everything's got to be rescheduled.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole reason they just said that they miss me. So then you guys yeah. don't need to be going to dinner without me. You'll wait, still miss me more.
But he's the one who, he was going. He invited you and said, grab Camille if you want to. Mm-hmm. And then because you're not going, he shouldn't go and he shouldn't take Camille.
Correct.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That makes, what?
It makes
yeah,
sense.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially if Camille knows that she wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you agree with it, with the way Alexis looks at the situation or not, that is the way, that is the reality of it. And if you do otherwise, then you know you're doing something specifically to upset her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're gonna be friends with her, you gotta know.
I do see that point. That's who she is, and if she's let you know that it upsets her, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to, where are you going to go now to look for a new best friend? Because this is not going to stop, I'm telling you.
Well, we're going to see. I mean, he has one more chance. But if this happens again, I will be in the market for a new best friend.
You need to demand a dinner mm-hmm. of equal or higher value
yep.
than the one he took Camille to.
And Madison takes the best pictures of me. So if he was, oh my God. If he was even to take one picture of Camille.
Oh, you got to ask. Oh, you got to find out.
We'd be done.
Text him now and ask.
He's not up yet, probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he took a picture of her the other night that she suddenly posted and said, oh, thanks to my new friend Madison for taking this great picture.
Oh, he's going to hear it.
Okay.
He's going to get an earful.
Photo credit. Oh. Know what they call it?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Photo cred.
This is really bad.
I know. And you know what? I'm glad I'm getting it out because I've been bottling this up for some time.
2.5 weeks. The Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience, brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Right.
Okay, I have a serious cultural question. It's going to sound like I'm not being serious, but I really am. I was looking at this story posted 15 hours ago on the BuzzFeed, and it's calling this article is calling out celebrities like Harry Styles, Billie Eilish. And it says 8 more celebrities, calling them out for queer baiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is something that certain celebrities are accused of doing, where they make themselves seem like they're ambiguous in their sexuality, or that they are, gay and not out of the closet, or trying to speak out for gay people or whatever. not as a true heartfelt reason, but for marketing and to promote themselves and put themselves out there in order to market yourself to the LGBTQ plus community.
Okay.
And so Harry Styles, I think, is a perfect example of someone who would be doing this. Not to say that he is, but if you're going to suspect that a celebrity does this, it would be Harry Styles. And he's number one on the list of these celebrities accused of doing this. They said Nick Jonas has been accused of doing it. Tyler Posey. Just going down the list here. I don't even know who the hell that is. Yeah, Billie Eilish mentioned that. So here's my question. Can somebody who is not part of the LGBTQ plus crowd call somebody out for queer baiting? Can I, as a straight person, say that I think somebody is queer baiting, or do you have to be? Well, I can do whatever I want to do. It's a free country. I can say whatever I want to say. But I mean, is it going to cause an uproar if a straight person accuses somebody of queer baiting?
No, I don't know. I think you can. This is clearly
because I've seen this a lot, and I've felt this way. I didn't know that was the name for it, but I've seen it a lot, and I'm thought they're just trying to market them. They're trying to get people talking about them. They're trying, you know, all of that kind of stuff. The kiss between Madonna and Britney Spears that night at the MTV Video Music Awards years ago. That's what that was.
I think it depends upon how you do it. I think if you said, I think, using Harry Styles as an example, if you said, TJ, I think Harry Styles is just marketing himself the way Harry Styles presents himself, he's just trying to market himself to gay people and make him maybe think he's gay so that he's more marketable to gay people. Fine. I think if you said, I think Harry Styles is queer baiting, that's where the problem would come in. I think it's the use of the word. Because it's essentially you're condensing the definition into one word, which is what a definition is. It should be fine.
But queer is used a lot now as, like when we were growing up, it was a derogatory term just for gay people. But now it's used as an adjective. So if you're using it as a noun, I think is when it becomes the most offensive, rather than using it as an adjective to describe someone. To
describe their actions. I don't know. It's an interesting concept, though, because it does happen. So what's... Why is it wrong? It's marketing in some form. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
they're saying it's false.
It's like lying to the people of the LGBTQ plus crowd and pandering to them.
Well, and it's
to
also,
a certain extent.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of pandering on any level.
I don't speak for anybody, but I think what they would say, their argument would be, listen, gay people have historically have not had the easiest time in society.
Yeah.
So now that you are adopting all of the trendy aspects of somebody who's LGBTQ plus for marketing reasons, it kind of diminishes the tough experiences that they had to deal with in living a life as a gay person and then coming out. You want to experience all the fun parts of it about dressing in fancy clothes or whatever you think describes a gay person without doing any of the work. I understand it.
I think it's just insulting, as in I'm going to, you know, more on the pandering line. I'm going to pretend like I'm part of you.
Yeah, it's totally
pandering. Just to get you to buy my music or whatever.
Completely.
Or to think that I'm cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When people call somebody like Harry Styles courageous for those types of things that he does, that is getting him accused of this, he's not really.
No.
I mean, he's actually doing something that is he knows is going to put him in a good light with so many people. And if anybody criticizes him about it, then they're going to be called homophobe and everything else. So he's not being courageous. He's putting himself in a cocoon, actually. And that's why I think this is good that people are calling him out for this. Because I think it's a bunch of bullshit.
It's a fine line, though, that you're walking by trying to determine what someone's intentions are. Because maybe this is a side of his personality. Hmm. And everybody's making a judgment call, and I don't think he would ever admit to it. If it were true, he would never say, I mean, you're right, I've just, you know, totally done a lot of this to try to market myself to more people. He would never admit to that. So you're never going to find the answer. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of a dangerous path to travel down, accusing someone of doing something you could never prove anyway.
But that's what I'm saying, whether could straight people do it? You know, gay people can do it all they want. And,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether it's a slippery slope or not. What are you going to... They would just say, well, you don't know.
Yeah.
I know more about this than you do.
But in short, I think you can, because all you're saying is, you know, I think he's pandering to a crowd for marketability reasons.
I knew it.
Aha.
I called out that Harry Styles from the very beginning.
You knew it.
And they say that movie sucks.
Yeah,
I saw it. Was it in here that we brought it up the other day? Then I saw something online about it and said it's terrible.
What's it called?
Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah, Don't Worry, Darling.
We ain't worried.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. We ain't worried.
Paying $10 to go see that pile of shit.
Yeah, no thanks.
But you're going to have to go see it, Ace, because your wife wants to see it.
Yeah, she wants to see it badly, so I'll end up having to go see this movie.
Okay,
and I'll probably hate every minute of it.
What did you respond with to her about when she said, will you start meditating with me every day? She texted earlier in the show and said, will you start meditating?
I responded and said, how do you meditate with someone? I mean, sure, I guess.
Sure, I guess. Yeah, that's exactly what she wants to hear when she suggested an activity for you guys. Sure. Yeah, I guess.
I don't understand how you meditate with someone. And I don't want to sit in a room and stare across from someone who's also meditating. We're not supposed to speak. That makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
Leave me alone. If I'm going to meditate, I would rather do it alone in a room with a closed door by myself where I feel comfortable and safe.
Yeah, then you might fall asleep.
But then again, I don't see you being able to get the full mindset of meditation out of this deal, because there's no way you can sit there for however long and not be pawing at her and wanting to make the sex.
Ew.
That's not true at all. That is not true.
You're going to be like, damn, she looks good with her palms to the ceiling. Palms to the sky. Hell yeah. Let me put something in a palm.
Again, not true.
That's what you'd be. Your meditation would just be blown out of the water.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'll give her something to om about.
Ew.
Om. Or maybe I'm talking about what I would be doing.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm fine. Yeah, I want to know, how do you meditate with someone?
Yeah, I've never heard a couple's
just go find
meditate.
Out.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part of a group. Like, if there's gonna play some audio and we're supposed to admit it, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's not my thing. iHeart Music has a spa channel, spa music feature.
Maybe.
You can play that.
Yeah, I don't
want to try any new things.
Give me an example. Occasionally we work out together. She gets frustrated because I don't want to work out with her all the time. You know why? I don't like working out with people. I like to be alone. I like to work out by myself. I like to be able to do what I want to do and be done with it and not have to worry about it. And I do work out with her sometimes because I know she likes me to. But overall, I prefer when I go to the gym to be by myself and left alone. That's just the way it is. If we're going to do this, I don't want to do... I just don't want to be led by some type of tape or something like that and have to do something where I'm staring at someone else who's looking at me and judging me the entire time. You know what I mean?
They better not put the cassette tape in there.
You're damn right. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't want that audio playing that I got to follow.
Put it in the damn cassette. I'll do it with you.
And I got to stare at somebody else who's doing the same thing, and they're judging me because my movements aren't right, or my hands aren't right, or I'm not breathing properly.
Ain't nobody worried about you when you're in a place like that.
Then why are you doing it with some?
They're not like, oh my god, guidance.
This is within. He's doing it wrong. This is within the house together, just the two of us. If the two of us are in a room, I know if I'm having to look at her while we're meditating, and you're having to do a pose or something, she's looking in. Oh, your hands need to be high. You know, I don't. Let me do my thing. I don't like doing that kind of stuff with people. I like being left alone.
Yeah,
that's just me. Always might, has been, always will be.
You might as well just sent back the word "damn" whenever she asked you that question earlier today.
And an eye roll emoji.
Yeah. I come from a time when we were built on being an individual. We did our own damn thing. We stood tall and
what
proud.
Are you talking
about? Like for real.
What are you talking about?
Listen to cassettes.
We did things on your own.
Like what? It's not even me.
You better not bring up no Tybo or nothing.
No group activities whatsoever.
I don't like
take your Tybo, shove it up your ass.
The only group activity I like is Bible study.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you doing a lot of that?
Yeah. No, when's the last time you did Bible study?
It's been way too long. Mm-hmm. I haven't done it in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you don't count my little book I read every day, but that's not a lot.
It's not. Is it the Bible?
No, it's okay, a book about it's about the Bible.
It's a book, not the good book.
It's right.
A tiny little book about the Bible.
Written by Tony Dungy.
Oh.
I mean, it's Bible verses every day. But it's not,
daily devotion.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a meditation. Mm. Daily devotion and form tackling.
Mm. Form tackling.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Just 47% of Americans can name all three branches of government. 18% can name two. 11% can name one. 25% couldn't name any.
A single branch of American government.
Yep. And that's the way one side wants it. Because the less you know about that sort of thing, the you're not going to be able to tell whenever one overreaches and takes away your freedom being unconstitutional. So if you don't know what the judicial branch is supposed to do and what the legislative branch is supposed to do and what the executive branch is supposed to do, the executive branch can overstep the boundaries of what the president is allowed to do in the Constitution and take away people's freedom, and they don't even know it. They don't know that it's wrong. So, a nursing home in Taiwan was having its first big party since the pandemic, and they ordered a scripper. So the nursing home later apologized and said they were just trying to make the old folks happy.
Who did they apologize to?
I don't know. I tried to go to the extended story of this, and the link wasn't working.
Yeah.
But
I'm not saying
why would a nursing home be bringing strippers in, and it didn't say whether it was a man stripper or a woman stripper.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm okay with it, or I'm not. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. I'm not saying I'm a fan of it, but my stepmom is in a nursing home, and I'm her power of attorney and oversee all that shit that goes with that. And in doing so, if she told me, "Oh, they had a stripper in here for so and so's birthday," well, you know what? She's an old lady. She can determine whether she's upset or not, and she can complain.
Let her have some fun.
Don't tell me about it. Okay, y'all had a stripper. I don't care. That's your business. If it upsets you, you tell them. There's no need to apologize to me for, you know, I don't care that they're old people, but they can make up their own mind.
Sure, but I just can't. I can't imagine that if, you know, one old lady is all right with having a guy's, you know, sack flashing in her face.
Okay, why'd you
bouncing off her nose?
I love sack flashing.
That's what they do. Those male strippers, they stand up on a chair and flop their business all out. Like, not flop it out of the G-string, but make it flop around and all in their faces. That I'm thinking that would make a lot of the residents uncomfortable. Not all of them, unless they announced ahead of time, if you don't want to see balls swinging, stay in your room. Don't come to the party. And I can pretty much guarantee that if a stripper woman came in there and started taking her clothes off, none of the female residents would want to see that.
Yeah, you picture it, you assumed it was a guy stripper? Did it say that?
No, I didn't. That's why I said I don't know one way or the other. Either way, I don't see it going over, you know, really great with the whole lot of the residents.
Certainly not. Hey, we're going to hire a stripper. Bad news. A dude. If you're one of the guys that's there, you're like, oh shit, come on.
Yeah, I don't want someone slapping their sack on my nose.
Flopping.
You know, flopping their sack.
But hey, maybe the old guy's in there thinking like, hey, good man, let's get this going, because maybe that'll get the old ladies charged up.
Yeah.
Now, if it's for one specific resident, it's her birthday or his birthday or whatever, okay, fine. But if it's just for, you know, a generic, hey, we're out of the pandemic, let's have a party.
What that's at?
Yeah, I don't understand that. It's dumb.
Me nuts.
You ever been hit in the nose by a sack?
No, I have not. And I can't say it's something that I would want in my life ever.
Well, you can't know until you try.
Hey, can you hit me in the nose with your sack?
But you know how they do? They stand up on something.
They just flop.
They put the women in the chair and then stand up on the arms of the chair and grind above their face.
I've seen enough Dancing Bear to know.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing missing from this old folks' home party was the mascot head.
Mm-hmm. Can of whipped cream. That's wild.
I know. But you think your stepmom, Ace, would enjoy it?
No.
Or she would be highly embarrassed and offended?
Neither. She'd be like, this is not my thing, but that's, if y'all want to do that, that's fine. I don't think she would be offended. She'd just think, that's crazy. That kind of thing. And I wouldn't love it. Wouldn't, you know, I might be able to sit back and watch and be like, oh, this is kind of crazy. Y'all are dumb.
My mom would be livid.
Would she?
I want to see that trashy stuff. Not what? Trashy. My mom wouldn't say trashy. She'd say trashy.
If I'm old and a nursing home, trashy. Let me see it all, honey.
Oh, my God. I'm so shocked.
Yeah, we know you.
I feel like I just got hit with a million volts.
Let the sacks fly.
Let all the sacks fly. Let the sacks fly high.
But I just think about, because my mom is not in a nursing home, but my grandmother was, my Nana.
Oh, and now was. That
just Nana imagine that.
Yeah. I can't imagine your Nana letting that happen.
Hell no.
She'd be
running. Oh my God.
Running heavens. Towards the socks.
I mean, we're talking about somebody who was afraid about. Afraid because I took her to a Longhorn steakhouse and she thought she was in a saloon.
Oh, yeah. This is a saloon.
Just never been in a saloon, baby.
In a saloon.
Are we okay?
Oh, that's too funny.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine a flopping sack in front of her.
They're just having a little fun.
We used to put my grandmother on the radio reciting rap lyrics.
Oh, that's not nice.
And they weren't rap lyrics like today rap lyrics either.
Just funny to hear her say, you know, talking about, like to hear my grandmother say the words like, because I'm the Miggin' and Miggin' and Miggin' and Miggin' and Mag Daddy. It was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then she decided to stop doing it. She's like, I don't want to do that anymore. And I said, meanwhile, everybody loves it. She goes, I think you're probably having me say stuff that I wouldn't say. And I was like, I would never do that. You're not. I would never have you say anything bad.
Meemaw.
And she wouldn't do it anymore. Yeah. She was like, I'd rather not do it, baby.
Okay. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. I designate a driver, take the keys to my truck. Stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what she thought of me.
Mm-hmm. Oh well,
hurt my feelings.
So just you know, but again, it's in Taiwan.
So what do we care?
Yeah, maybe they like it more there. The old people, you know. And I picture their old people being way older than our old people.
Yeah, you picture
really? Yeah. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like old in America is 80. Old in Taiwan is 100.
Yeah.
The exchange rate.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.